Two retired Air Force NCOs, both victims of multiple sexual assaults during their service, told the House Armed Services Committee that things won't change in the Air Force unless the investigation is moved outside the chain of command. Congressman Joaquin Castro, a member of the committee, said testimony indicates more investigation is needed.
It was essentially confirmed that there had been some occasions where folks have been convicted of sexual assault or pled guilty to sexual assault in the military and still been honorably discharged. That shouldn't happen.
Commanders who were in charge of the Air Force training wing were reassigned last year as the Air Force investigation picked up speed. Castro says everyone who was involved in the scandal should be brought to justice.
Not only to the people who are frontline perpetrators of these things, but also if there is a bureaucracy, if there is a hierarchy that ignores this kind of behavior, then they should be brought to bear.
General Edward Rice of San Antonio's Air Education and Training Command told the committee that he has implemented half of the 46 improvements recommended by the command investigation into the sex scandal, and he had confidence those fixes will work. Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welch told Congress that a new cadre of 60 Air Force attorneys have been identified and trained to serve as victims' counsel. But Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who with two other committee members visited Lackland last year, has proposed legislation to have outside authorities intervene in cases of sexual abuse in the Air Force. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.